Hello, beautiful people of the Gist with Naya podcast. You are welcome to this amazing podcast and, of course, this amazing episode today. I am the host of this podcast, Naya, and if this is your first time listening to the Gist with Naya podcast, you are welcome. And, of course, I hope you find every episode intriguing, and I hope you keep listening and sharing the news about the Gist with Naya podcast. And, of course, to those of you who listen to the podcast back to back to back to back, big shout out to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast every time. Okay, guys, I hope you're doing good. I hope the weekend is going well. Ah, who noticed? It's been raining lately. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Finally, there's something to take away the heat, you know? So I know a lot of people don't like the rainy season, but we need it. The heat has been a lot, and I can testify to that. Anyways, I hope you guys are good. I hope you had a lovely weekend. I did have a lovely weekend. I mean, I spent it with family, so it's always beautiful when you spend time with your family and share love, gist, you know? So it was good, and I hope it was the same for you guys. Well, on today, we're, you know, going to be talking about something very simple, straightforward, not too much salaye, not too much, you know? It's Naya's Monday motivation. And the motivation for you today is resist the urge to shalaye. Yeah, that's my message for you today. Anything we go make you they talk. The talk where they ask you, the one where they not ask you, the one we consign you, the one we not consign you, you go to the talk am. Resist them. Free them. Not the Allah talk, they shock you, I beg. Eh? If you reach, make you talk am. Eh? Just hold am. The video say, who they breathe? Who they breathe? Anyways, what I'm trying to say is always be careful. You don't always have to speak. You don't always have to be heard. When I mean you don't always have to be heard, I'm not saying that you should not lend your voice to what is right. No, I'm saying you don't always have to contribute to every conversation that is ongoing. You don't have to be everywhere. You don't have to be the one that speaks the longest. Everybody don't talk finish. And that time your own talk they start. You don't always have to be that person, okay? Think about it before you say it. Is this thing okay for me to say? Is it necessary for me to say? If I talk, I'm going to die. If I talk, I'm going to change anything, you know? Resist the urge to shalaye. Talk where they don't ask you. Hold on. You know? So that's what I'm saying, basically. Resist that urge. Anything that brings you stress, anything that causes your mental health to be on the line, anything that just makes you uneasy, makes you anxious, makes you uncomfortable, I think that you should just avoid it totally than start to the talk. You understand? So resist the urge to shalaye. Sometimes just hold it. You don't have to jump on every conversation on social media. You don't have to drag anybody on social media just to gain clout. No, you don't have to do that because you're just causing wahala for yourself. Even in the workplace, even in your department, in your classroom, in the marketplace, it's funny how some people can be walking past and they just say somebody saying something and they just say, hey, nah. Even in the bus, you don't always have to contribute to every conversation. You don't always have to. The one that they ask you, the one did not ask you. Even the Bible says this, I'm going to paraphrase. It says that you don't have to speak all the time because when you talk too much, you end up saying what you're not meant to say. You either lie or you exaggerate or you just say what you're not meant to say. So you have to be very, very careful about how you speak. Bridle your tongue. You don't always have to say everything. You don't have to jump on every conversation. Anyways, that's all I had to say to you today. So whenever you want to join a conversation or whenever you want to talk, I'm not saying don't talk. Oh, I beg, go make you no go talk to Naya, talk to me, no talk. Oh, I'm not saying don't talk. I'm just saying that pick the conversations you want to join. Pick the conversations you want to have. And be mindful what you say. All right? Be mindful what you say. Even when people call you into conversations and say, oh, what do you think? If you're going to contribute to that conversation, just make sure you think about it before you say it. If you know you don't want to talk plenty, just go straight to the point. Be specific about what you want to say. And that's it. You don't have to talk the most for them to say you're the smartest or say that you're the most knowledgeable. No, that's not what I'm trying to say right here. So learn to put it together. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this Monday motivation today. Remember to tell somebody, resist the urge to shalaye. Remember to tell yourself, baby girl, baby boy, resist the urge to shalaye. Thank you, guys. You can join the conversation on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at The Gist with Naya. You can also shoot me an email to thegistwithnaya@gmail.com. And you can send a voice message on Anchor. Of course, you can do that. So I want to hear your beautiful voice as well. And I want to see what you have to say. What is your Monday motivation for this week? Thank you, guys. I love you. Mwah.